ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಹೇಳಿ ಅಂತ you should all take prasad with me. Here it is.
Made them so happy.
whether it moves and becomes to think so loudly without any
fatigue.
Huh?
Tiredness.
Tiredness. Feeling tired. Nityamana. They were singing. They were dancing and at the same time singing out. Both were singing. Krishna was singing also, they were singing. They were dancing, he was dancing. And what Krishna was telling, only one or two words changing, but all the words changed. Krishna used to tell in that song, Priya, and Gopi, Priya. Likewise, all words. With so many postures and movements, lovely. Rakta Kantha means they were singing and they can become Anuragavati. Anuragavati means Anurag, color is red, so in singing they become with Anurag, feeling Anurag. So Rakta Kantha. Rati Priya. Rati Priya means to increase the Rati of Krishna towards them. Rati Priya. All were Rati Priya. In 6th and 7th slok, Sukadeva Goswami has described, explained how they were dancing. Their dancing was prominent, mana pradhan.
Prominent.
And singing was subordinate. You should live there. I will give class another. You should. Now he's telling that. Their singing was prominent. Sometimes singing prominent, sometimes dancing prominent. He has explained about instruments. All the instruments, they are also some helping them, but not covering their words. Only to dance beautifully and to sing beautifully. So all were in just adjusting manner. The singing was prominent. Dancing was also prominent. But all the instruments were subordinate to increase their and mixing and dancing on the taal. Taal is
rhythm.
Huh?
Rhythm.
Beat. That's it. Taal te te dhinna. This is taal. They were beginning from one and ending on one. By left hand, I feel Krishna also, Gopis also. Like from here to there. Gopis were showing their hands towards Krishna, and Krishna showing towards Gopis. And so many moves was there. Krishna was increasing the rati of Gopis. And Gopis were increasing the rati of Krishna. So rati priya. Why? They were singing. They were dancing. Like so and other postures. To increase the mood of each other. They were singing also. That very thing, Krishna was singing and Gopis were singing. They were indicating the same thing by their posture, moods and by singing. So here, Rati Priya is telling that Gopis were encouraging the Rati of Krishna. And Rati Priya, to whom Gopis are doing a Rati, both, for Krishna and Gopis, both. Here, he is telling Jivasani that Krishna mood was only to increase the happiness of Gopis, and Gopis mood was only to please Krishna, not for them. Otherwise it is, it will be calm, but it is Rati, Vishuddha Rati. Your opinions also he is indicating the prem-mai service. Prem-mai service means what? Not understand?
Prem-mai is to follow completely in the love.
To increase the prem-mai seva of Krishna. Only. Not for them. But as a remnant, Gopis were also so happy. Krishna hi mast mudita yat gitena idam abhasate. Krishna was Krishna Bhimarsa. When Krishna was touching Gopi's hand, Gopi's body, Gopi's face, Gopi's head, and Gopi's were also forming Krishna. And by that they became more and more happy. That sadness and everything went on. And by their sound, beat, by the sweet melody of Gopis, whole world, three worlds, this world, Jeev, and Golok Vrindavan, all was abritam. Abritam means covered. Here covered means they were singing so sweet that up till now and after that in both Bhavishyat and Vartaman they covered all the songs, all the melodies by their melody, sweet melody. Understand the meaning? There were so many singers, there may be so many singers, sweet singers. But none was equal to them. It means that they covered all sweet songs. Because it has been told in Gita Sat, there is a grantha, there is a book, authentic book, that in whole world the Raga Ragini, there are so many kinds of Raga and Ragini. In the whole world, there are innumerable jivas. So, how many jivas are in whole world? Raga-raginis are of that, so much kind. Understand what I told you?
There are as many different raga-raginis as there are living entities.
But in them, 16,000 of Raga Ragini are prominent. She came from gopis. There are only prominent. All the Raga Ragini have come from Narad. Narad has learned from Shankar. And Shankar has taken all these by the grace of Gopi. All Raga Ragini. Narad is the best singer in the whole world, but he has learnt it from Shankar. Someone tells us direct he learnt from Gopi. Especially 16,000 of Raga Ragini. In them, seven are most prominent. Saregama, Padamisa, and these are like so many things he has told that you know, Bhairavi, Dhrupad, Dhamar, Dhamsi, Dhanasri, Gujjar, Mallajar, Mallala. These are all the names have been written, given on the name of animals or birds. Pancham, it is called, it has been given on
Kokila.
Some like peacock. Some like others,
horse, elephant,
and so many things.
Goat,
also. Best is Dhrupad. There are so many Raga Ragini that one who knows, they will sing and water will come, rain will come, fire will come. Yes, he is telling that when gopis are singing, first Vishakha, then Krishna told Sadhu Sadhu. Krishna sang a song. And it's so beautiful. Coming up and down. Visakha found this song more beautiful and more loudly. Krishna told her, Sadhu. Then Lalita sang song in other Radharani. And so beautifully, more than that. Then Krishna became so happy and explained what became astonished. And he began to call sadhu. And after that, Srimati Radhika sang the same song more loudly, more sweetly, and more attractive. Then Krishna at once took Srimati Radhika and sadhu. Jada Gitena idam avritam. They were singing so that Visakha covered the sound of Krishna, defeated Krishna. And Lalita covered the sound of both. All were so much pleasing. And when Srimati Radhika sang, Krishna began to sing. And all gopis cried. Idam avritam. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling you have in your this explanation that at first he has given the prominency of dancing. Now he is explaining their song. He is also telling this and that the number of jeeves, the so many kinds of raga and ragi, and it is in the same sankhya in this book is jeeves. The number of raga ragini is equal to number of jeeves in this whole world. And ananta. He is also telling that their sound of sweet sound covered the whole world. That is, till now, the best singer in the whole world only is Palu Gopi. So, every one sweet sound is covered by Gopi singing. No one can sing more sweetly than Gopi. Kachit samam mukundena sarjati amit pitaya ninne pulitasin priyata sadhu sadhvetya sadeva dhomu dhom unninne tasaimanam cha bhavada. Why he is describing and explaining all this? Why? That gopis are so near and dear to Krishna and they are singing, dancing and doing whole thing only to please Krishna. What we are doing, the sadhak, what to do? by hearing all these things, by going deeply in this, anyhow, if a greed can come to follow them to please Krishna, anyone cannot please Krishna by their own action. One can please Krishna only by the mood and by the following gopis. So he is explaining all these things. Especially, he wants all these things for their own
nature,
own pleasure. So seeing this, everyone wants to see good dancing, good singing, beautiful singing, and all these things. This is the thing that we want to enjoy in this world, and all conditional souls want to enjoy. But if anyone can come in this way and try to give pleasure to Krishna by all these things, a jeev can come, a soul can come easily towards these things, and their mind and everything will be conquered by all these
things. Dancing and singing.
Dancing and all these things, these are lost in this world. But if Chintamani and who?
Bilva Mangal.
Were doing all these things. When they were doing each other thing, all these things, it was lost and it was for help. But when it was directed towards Krishna, then it became pure love. Right. In Chaitanya Charitamrita also it has been told, Pise te priti eve ache je amar, sei mata priti ho charne tumar. Can you explain this? Pise te priti eve ache je amar. What he has loved, but to test all these material things, if we can change or move towards Krishna, we love our wife, we love our mother, we love our children, we love wealth, reputation and everything. If we can change the direction towards Krishna, this is bhakti. This is now it is the action of mind, but that is the action of Atma. Not only the action of Atma, but it will be action of Vishuddha Sattva. Mane by Sarup Shakti, Lajni and Sandhi. We are Sandhini. We are part of Sandhini Baldev Prabhu. We are come from Baldev Prabhu. We are Sandhini. Our Sattva is Sandhini. And upon this, Lajni and Sambhi, essence of them, which is always in
Ragatmika,
associates of Krishna. When it will come here, that is called how. From here it began. So when we will try to follow gopis or Sudam Sakha or Vatsalya to Yashoda and Nanda, they will come here in our Shuddha Sattva. Now it is a starting from mentality of wisdom. And that is why it is calm. But when we will change the direction of all this, automatically it will come. It will come. In the use of that. Then it will not be calm. Then it will be strange. So he has described, explained all these things. That if a little grit comes, there is hope that that Vishuddha Sat will come from there, from Ragasmi associate. Everywhere we see in Chaitanya Chaitanya, in the books of Rupa Prabhupada, and of all acharyas, that prem is prayojan. Krishna prem is prayojan. Everywhere. Has Swamiji written anywhere? Krishna prem is prayojan? In any book?
Every book.
Every book, yes. What is that? What is that prem? What is that prem that he has told? And in all books it has been. What prem? Prem is not like a zero. There is some set, there is some mode. What is that prem? Where is that prem? Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Saman Mathura Varsi Mukti Sabdhaya Siman Sakal Sadhana Sreshti Ehi Pancham Krishna Prem Janmaya Ehi Pancham. Understand this meaning? If you chant Krishna with so affection, with Sabdha, in the guidance of any Rasik Vaishnava, Tattvaka Vaishnava, Guru Vaishnava, living in Vrindavan, anywhere but thinking to be in Vrindavan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and books of our Goswami, if you have no aparadha of him, then Krishna's prem certainly will come. But what is that Krishna prem? It begins from heaven, from Parabhyam Narayana. And goes up to Golok Vrindavan. Golok Vrindavan means Radha Kunda up to. But what is this? What is that prem? Some hearing the name of prem, they think that all are sahajiya. By still, don't tell the name of Krishna prem. Don't call the name of gopis, otherwise you will become sahajiya. But what is that conception of that prem? And it will come automatically by always doing this. So why we take initiation? What is the object of taking initiation? In the beginning, anyone, it may be that they don't know. What is the meaning of initiation? All are taking initiation and initiation. But what is the use of it? What is the fruit? Why we take sannyas? Why? For prem? That prem is like Sanat-Sanandam Sanatam. It may be like Prahlad Maharaj. It may be like Dhruva, it may be like Hanuman, that prem. It may be like Pandava, it may be like Uddhava and Satabhama, all. It may be like Sakha or Prajapati, it may be like Nanda Baba and Yashoda, or Vishwamitra Maharaj,
Kritika
Sundari. There is Vatsalya also in Kritika Sundari and
Vishwamitra.
Are they less than Nanda Baba and Yashoda? Kritika Sundari and Nanda Baba. I don't want to be make my father Nanda Baba and mother Yashoda media. Why? I know that it more and more pride is in also Vishwamitra Maharaj and
Kirti
also. But we prefer Yashoda also because Yashoda has so much Vatsalya for Srimati Radhika. As far as Krishna,
same.
As well as same, he is telling to Radhika. Radha, Rupa Goswami is telling.
Vatsala Vrinda Vasatim Pasupalla Rajya.
Vatsala Vrinda Vasatim
Pasupalla
Rajya. Sikshanu Sikshanu
Kalatu
Kalatu
Gurum
Sakhina. That Srimati Yashoda Devi, mother of Krishna,
Pasupalla Rajya,
so loved as he kissed in Krishna. But it has not told about Vishwan Maharaj and
Kritika Devi.
But we should know it. Any gopi does not want that his mother should be Yashoda, but his mother-in-law. No? So here, this frame is also in them. And also this frame is in Nalika Vidyatha. To more extent, also in more extent in Srimati Radhika, Krishna Prem. But you has no quality to have that. So, the Prem in serving Srimati Radhika, to being in the Palya Dasi of Radhika is best serving. So, what Prem do you want? We want Bhaji Prem only, like a Dhruva, you want? Your Purpo has told that you should have Prem like Dhruva, or Prahalad, or what he told?
That Prem is not Krishna Prem.
Gopis are here, covering Krishna also, in Abhritam, by their sweet song. Krishna heart was covered. And he sensed that gone off. He became mukta. Whole world with Krishna. Yeah. So if anyone such as these gopis, they can have in so much by serving Srimati Radhika. So anyone today, after so many days, after life and last birth, if he has no offense, by chanting Krishna and so lovely, serving his Gurudev, living in Vrindavan, they must have this. So many persons fear. So they will be against you also. Because they don't know of it. A man cannot be in only lower class for ever. They should progress. If they are not progressing, then what? So by all these things, that Sukadeva Goswami has told
has given shiksha,
instruction.
Vichridi tam brajapadubhi idanam cha Vishnu. First Krishna is dancing. What is that dancing? Reciprocal everything. For what purpose it is given in this Srimad Bhagavatam? And for whom it has been written? For whom? For Mayavadi? For zero it has been told all these things? For whom it has been written? Who will hear it?
Those who have Shraddha.
Mani actually Shraddha. And Shraddha towards these things. Krishna Anurag. So it is our most upper duty to do all this, to hear and to follow. So he is telling how to make bliss Krishna and Gopi. The manners are these. What he has explained in all slokas. How to please Krishna more and more. Prahlad Maharaj can please Krishna. And he will come in the shape of Nisim Sadev. And he will kill his enemy. So he will clear up all the obstructions coming there. But not as a Krishna. Sanatanandam, Sanatanam will please Krishna by their praying and by their remembering. Krishna will come as a Narayan. The inhabitants of Dwarka will please Krishna. Krishna will come as a Saptabhuj Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna, not as a Braja. So, how we should please? He has explained all these things. But what is his view? What kind of friend he chose for himself? Or he has some great purpose? He has prayed for Sakha. He has prayed for Narayan. He has prayed for Dwarkadhi. He has prayed for Krishna. Sande Nanda Braje Srinam. He has something great for Gopi's friend. It is so high, so sweet, so sarvottam. Sarvottam?
Higher.
Top of all kinds. This is Krishna's friend. So we can, what we will practice in sadhan, it will come in our siddhavastha. Following, it will in our sadhan, in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, it has been written that outwardly we will do Sravana Kirtana Smarana Pandana Pada Sevan, and inwardly this following Gopi, you'll have to do. In Astakaliya Leela, what is Astakaliya Leela? All this. If anyone does not know anything, he cannot imagine what is Krishna praying and how to do, how to serve. So in sadhaka stage, he should know all these things. How Gopi, how Sakha, how father and mother has placed Krishna. Then a grid. And that grid will be solid and pure. Then we can go further. Kachit samam mukundena svajati amishtita. Samaya Vedi Chan, Kato Bani?
Bharat.
Bharat? What is it, Chan?
Bharat.
So we will do it next time, because from morning and you should take the essence of all these things, try to have in mind and heart all these things, and go on all the way, practicing. One thing, we are proposing to
video.
It would be better if it is done in Mathura,
yes,
because it is the place of his Prabhupada also.
Yes.
He took sannyas and he was there, and so many remembrances are with me there. So, you should come there and be there.
Yesterday you said we will do tomorrow.
At once they will self-fly. They will die. And now Krishna is waiting for it. So Krishna told them and they shut up their eyes. Thirdly, then also a reason that